welcome to the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner, a yoga therapist, occupational therapist, and the owner of Focused Wellness Therapeutics. I provide one-on-one yoga therapy sessions, small group therapeutic yoga, and online education for yoga teachers that is rooted in science. For more information, check out my website, lauragyoga.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Laura. Welcome to our discussion of deep dive into yoga. We're talking about different ways that we can deepen our practice on the mat and off the mat. And we're working through my ebook, Deep Dive into Yoga. So if you want to download the ebook so you can follow along, go over to my website, lauragyoga, and when you sign up for my newsletter, you can download the ebook for free. It'll be sent to you right away with a bunch of other useful PDF resources that you will get through email. Okay, so in this section, we're talking about something that I see as being very important in terms of letting the practice of yoga, letting the teachings of yoga kind of permeate your day-to-day life. And that's this process of taking yoga off the mat, or just kind of like a buzz term in modern yoga, yoga off the mat. But this is where we really start to see the power of yoga in terms of helping us to find more ease in our day-to-day life, helping us to feel like yoga really supports the experience of being human, because being human is hard. All right, so the first one is asking yourself, how can I use what I practice on my mat in my day-to-day life? Whether you are working on cultivating curiosity, being more fun and playful, patience, awareness of yourself, any of those different things that you are working on when you're on your yoga mat, when you're in your formal practice, right? When you're sitting in meditation, when you are on your yoga mat and you're dedicating all your energy toward something, how can we pull that into our day-to-day life? And a lot of times that's going to look like little reminders. I love to use post-it notes for everything. I'm kind of known for having post-it notes all over the place. And I will write down something that I want to think about or a little reminder on a post-it note, stick it on the bathroom mirror, stick it on the fridge, stick it on my desk at work so that I will see it frequently. And it might be something like, check in with your body sensations, or how is your breathing right now, or can I monitor my self-talk so that it is more supportive instead of putting energy towards self-talk that is detrimental. Anything that I am trying to work on and put energy toward, I'll have little reminders so that I practice that when I'm in my meditation practice, I practice that when I'm on my mat, but then I want to pull it into my daily life. Because if we separate what we do in formal practice and how we live day to day, there's this disconnect. There's kind of a lack of application where we're not just trying to get good at sitting in meditation. We're not just trying to get good at being on our yoga mat and doing a bunch of poses. We are using the practice to be more fully ourselves and to be the best, most balanced version of ourselves when we go out into the world. So we're thinking about how what we're doing on our yoga mat has an impact on the rest of our daily life. This can also look like pulling in some of the ethical and moral considerations of yoga into how you make decisions. So there's the impact on your internal world, but then there's also, how am I talking to other people? How am I interacting with other people? What goods and services am I buying, and what is the ripple effect that that is causing? So there's really a huge context that we can look at this with. You can look at my videos on the yamas and the niyamas, and I talk about that in more depth, about how when we're living by the ethical considerations, it really impacts the way that we live, the way that we make decisions, the way that we spend money. Okay, the next one is functional practice, sprinkling the tools of yoga into your day. We've touched on this a little bit in some of the other sections where I've talked about functional practice, or sometimes we call it informal practice, but this is basically taking components of yoga and using it during your day to help you to feel more centered, to be more present, to have better body awareness. Whatever it is that you are using the tools of yoga to help you with, you're just sprinkling that into your day. So it could be when I get to work, I might park my car and take 10 deep breaths before I get out of my car and walk into work. So I have just a little bit more focus and I'm a little bit more grounded before I go in to do my work for the day. It could be stopping and taking a movement break during the day, which seems like it might be to loosen up physical tension, and that's totally fine if you feel discomfort in your body and you want to address that with a couple movements or stretches. But it's also about mixing up your energy, that if we physically are staying in one place, a lot of times our energy will get kind of stagnant, especially that mid-afternoon slump. So doing some movements, even if it's just reaching your arms overhead, touching the back of your head a couple times, doing some shoulder circles. So it could be a minute or 30 seconds, and then go right back to the task that you are working on. And it just gives you that little extra freedom of movement in your energetic system. So there's so many different ways that you can take the components of yoga and use it within your day to really feel like you just do a better job of being human, and not just being human, but being you, the specific human version that is you, with all of your uniqueness and all of the qualities and characteristics that you bring into the world, being really good at sharing that with the world around you. The next one is noticing body sensation, having some awareness. And I love to talk about this one because a lot of our day, especially when you're at work or you're filling, say, like family obligations, taking care of children, a lot of times we are practicing not listening to our body. We are kind of shoving that down, trying not to think about it, not putting energy toward it. If you have pain in your knee or your back is tight, you're like, all right, put that out of my head. Don't think about it. Concentrate on what I have to do at work. Get these tasks done. Get the kids fed and dressed. Get them to school. Whatever other things you have to do, we constantly practice ignoring our own body sensations so that we can get to the end goal of our day and check off our to-do list. And at a certain point, we do that as an adaptive strategy, right? We can't be sitting there like, oh, my back is tight, I'm not going to do anything today, because then we would not be getting our things done and the household would kind of grind to a halt. But when we get too good at doing that, we create this disconnect of even when we have a little bit of free space where we could do some self-reflection or we could take the time to really check in with your body and say, hey, why is my lower back tight? When does it feel tight? Are there certain things that make it feel better or worse? Is there anything that I'm doing that maybe I could change in my day-to-day that would make my back feel better? We kind of lose that conversation until things spiral out of control and get to the point where the body is screaming at you, right? When the pain or the discomfort gets so high that you can no longer ignore it, the body is just yelling at you, like, pay attention to me. I need something, and I'm going to make this experience so intense that you have no choice. You cannot ignore it. So there's a lot that can go on before we get to that point. And I think one of the great gifts of yoga is creating a space to get better at listening to our body, to get better at reading our body sensations and noticing subtle changes before you get to the point where your body is screaming at you and demanding attention. So since I have worked in therapy and in healthcare for a little over 13 years now, I've seen a lot of the end result of that, where people are very disconnected from the sensations that their body gives them, very disconnected to the cause and effect of, oh, I did this for too long and then my body felt like this. Where in our yoga practice, moment to moment, we are so focused on, I did my breath a little bit differently. It felt like this. I did this pose slightly differently, or maybe I stayed in that pose too long. and then I felt like this. So you get really good at reading the nuance of your body, and that is such a helpful process in the long-term ownership of this vessel, of being able to communicate with it and being able to read the signs before it really gets off the rails. So creating more awareness of what your body is trying to tell you, creating that conversation, that back and forth where your body gives you sensation, you notice it, you're aware of it, and you can kind of figure out what your response to that is, if anything. Maybe there's no response, maybe it's just awareness. But sometimes the body is asking us to change something, so we want to open up those lines of communication. Learn the language of the body. All right, so the next one is breathing techniques, pranayama. I could also throw chanting in here or relaxation techniques, really any of those tools of yoga that are very accessible during the day. I love to practice breathing techniques when I'm driving because I have this kind of chunk of time where I'm in my car. I can keep my eyes open. I'm very focused. I'm very aware, but I am regulating my breath to have a specific outcome. If I'm really tired, I might be doing breath of fire so I can wake myself up. If I am feeling stressed or frazzled, sometimes I will do box breathing, or one of my favorite ones is humming. For as long as I'm driving, I will inhale slowly and exhale hum. Mm-hmm. And I might do that for the whole duration of my drive. So just some different ways to bring breathing exercises into your day-to-day, or it could be just as simple as asking yourself, how is my breath right now? What is my breath doing? The last one on this list is to pause and notice, how do I feel right now? We've talked a little bit about body sensation and body awareness, and that's, for a lot of people, that's the entry point. We can connect more easily to the physical body and the sensations that it is giving us. But the process that I like to follow, especially as a yoga therapist, is the kosha model. And the kosha model is often thought of as like the nesting dolls, where one doll fits into the other, fits into the other. That's kind of the framework that we look at ourselves from. The first layer is the physical body. The next layer is our energetic body, so the subtle body or the intangible aspect of ourselves. And then we go to the layer of the mind and our emotions. We go down a little bit farther to our inner wisdom, our intuition, so getting subtler. And then the next layer down is our bliss layer, or the kind of unshakable joy that comes from being alive. And at different points during the day, at different points during our life, we're going to feel stronger awareness and connection to certain layers. And sometimes we might feel very disconnected from certain layers, or there might be an experience of dis-ease on one of those layers. And that's where yoga therapy comes in as a system to help to teach that person how to create more awareness and connection to that layer, how to create an experience of health and balance on that layer, so that all together, when we take all five of the layers of the kosha system and we put them together, there is this overall experience of health and well-being. But the process of learning how to do a kosha check-in, I find to be the starting point to help people with the process of yoga for self-care. It really creates this amazing tool for you to check in with yourself on all of your different layers, and then you have this very deep self-awareness of exactly how you feel, of what the experience of being you is at that moment, and then you can make informed decisions of how to move forward. So it's the opposite of the disconnect that we talked about, of, you know, ignoring the sensations from the body, ignoring what the mind and the energy and our wisdom and our intuition, like, disconnecting from all of those things and just kind of blindly going forward in life. This helps us to flip in the opposite direction and have this deep self-awareness on all of our layers so that we can be really informed and really intentional with what we choose to do and how we choose to move forward. So I will try to put together a more detailed version of talking about the koshas, because I really do find that to be so helpful. But one of the emails that you will get once you sign up for the newsletter has the PDF download of how I do a kosha check-in. So keep an eye on your inbox to see that. It's the email about yoga therapy. And if you need to download the PDF or the ebook for a deep dive into yoga, make sure you go over to my website, LaraGYoga, and sign up for the newsletter. You'll get this PDF and a whole bunch of other resources over the upcoming weeks to help you with deepening your yoga practice. Right, in the next one, we're going to talk about some of the different versions of informal practice. So this is kind of like the next step of when you're ready to take yoga off your mat, when you want to cultivate that informal practice and just integrate yoga into your day. These are some of the ways that you can do that. All right, I will see you in the next one. Thank you for being here on the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner. If you would like to stay connected to more yoga resources, you can follow me on Instagram at LauraGYoga. I have many YouTube videos at Laura Gellner, The Yoga Focus Method, and you can find links to my book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and all of my online courses at my website, lauragyoga.com. Thanks so much for being here.